I choose to be affluent. I choose to be affluent. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I choose to be affluent. To be affluent means that I have abundance. It means I have all that I need. It means that I live in a world where whatever my choices are, I can make them because I can afford it. I am affluent. I have the money to do it. I have the wherewithal to fulfill everything that I choose to do. Now, as I look through my life and as I go along in my life, I see all sorts of wonderful things happening to me. And as I see these wonderful things happening to me, I don't pay much attention to them. I don't pay much attention to them because they just happen. They just take place. And as they take place, they are something very wonderful to me, something very outstanding to me, something very exciting to me. And it's just part of life. Now, as I do this, I give up the opportunity to be affluent because I do not recognize that I am affluent, that I am abundant. I do not recognize that I have everything that I speak my word for. I have everything that I think my thought for. I have everything that I'm interested in. I have everything that turns me on in any beautiful way. Now, you say, well, you don't have $1 billion in the bank, and you don't have $1 million in the bank, and you don't have a checkbook that you can write checks on without regard to any amount. You can just write. Well, yes, we do. We have checkbooks we can write on without any regard to writing. Now, do we believe that checkbook is real? Do we believe that checkbook is something that is true to us? Do we believe that it is a part of our life? Now, when I say, I am whole and perfect, and I say every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect, I act whole and perfect, I live whole and perfect, I move in this abundance, and then what happens? Then something comes along that says, I'm not. And what do I do about it? What do I do about it? Then I believe that. I believe that. We were saying to one of our longtime friends yesterday at lunch, we said, you know, I am whole and perfect. And Ellen spoke out affirmatively, and she spoke out wonderfully. And then he looked over at her and he says, that would be nice if that were true. But we're just kidding ourselves. Well, we're not just kidding ourselves. Now, why did we create that person in our world who took umbrage with our statement, I am whole and perfect? Why did we have someone in our world who thought that we were speaking untruth, that we were speaking something which is not reality? Why did we create someone in our world that was thinking like that? You know, it's interesting, isn't it? Interesting why we would do something like that. And yet we do it. We do it all the time. It's called doubt. It's called doubt. Now, can you take a wheelbarrow and put all the money you have lying around the house, fill it up, take it to the bank, deposit it, and have the bank say, oh, you got another one. You come here with more wheelbarrows of money. Where do you get all that money? I'm abundant. I live in abundance. Well, what bank do you rob? I don't rob any bank. I don't have to because I'm abundance. I live in abundance. I am abundance. Everything I do is abundance. I live in my life of abundance, and it's wonderful. Yes, it's truly wonderful. I live in that life of abundance. But now, is it real? Is it real? Well, think about it. Just think about the little things that you're doing and exacerbate them into the big things that you're doing. Every day you get up. Every day your body is alive. Every day your body takes you where you want it to go. Every day you have food to eat. Every day you have clothing to put on. Every day you have a house to live in. Every day you have all the accoutrements of life that make it happy for you. Every day you have all of these things in your world and you're so delighted with them. Every day. And yet you don't think you're affluent? My goodness sakes, what is your definition of affluent? What is your definition of affluence? Well, my definition of affluence is that I am able to do the things that I like to do every day of my life, and I do them wonderfully, happily, joyfully, perfectly, beautifully, in every wonderful, marvelous way. I do it every day of my life, and I'm a very happy fellow about it. Every day of my life. And every day of my life, I think that I am happy. That's affluence. Every day of my life, I put gasoline in my car. I put the maintenance in my car. I take care of the things I want to do every day. Now, there are some things that I put off. Now, because I put them off doesn't mean I'm not affluent. It just means that I choose to use my money in a certain way, and I'm using it in a certain way, and I believe that that's what I want to use it for. No. We have lived many years, many people live many years, with Social Security alone. And it's not possible for them to do that, because it does not allow them to rent a house or a room. It does not allow them to feed themselves. It does not allow them to take care of certain things that the Medicare and Medi-Cal and all these other things take care of. But yet, the affluence is there. The affluence is there. If you truly need it, if you truly are in need of it, it is there. I have met a number of people who were in the hospital, and they had no money. They had nothing, and they were in the hospital, and they were being taken care of. Now, how come? How come? Where does that come from? Well, because they think affluent. They think it can be done, and they don't give up. They just know it can be done. Now, we don't need to know it can be done on living on a dole. We don't need to know it can be done by living on Social Security or on living on other things. We know it is done because we are abundant. We are affluent. We have an affluent consciousness. We have an affluent mind. We have an affluent soul. We have an affluent being. That is who we are. Every moment of our life, it's important to hang on to that realization that I am affluent. Now, when I say 2 times 2 is 4, I am using the principle, the law of mathematics. Now, do I need to know 2 times 2 is 4? Am I applying it to some activity in my life, in some mathematical equation or something that I'm working on? No. It's just a principle. 2 times 2 is 4, and it works. And I can use it. And I can use it even though I have no reason to use it, even though I have no application to put it into. I can use it. Now, the same is true with the principle that says, I am abundant. I live an affluent life. I live a happy life. I live a life filled with joy and peace and happiness. I live a life that I am happy about all of the time. Yes, that's the kind of life that I live. I choose to create my world affluent, fully aware of who and what I am. Yes, 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 yes. I choose to create my world affluent, fully aware of who and what I am. So I say, I am abundant. I am affluent. I am happy. I am all that I speak my word for. And that's my universal affluence. The law works whether I apply 2 times 2 to mathematics or I am affluent, the principle of all life, to myself. And I apply that principle of all life to myself now in everything that I think and say and do. I apply that principle because I know how to use the law of cause and effect to bring about all of the joy, the goodness, the happiness, the peace, the harmony, and the love in my life. And I do it wisely and well all of the time. I do it consistently. I do not listen to people who say, oh, really? I listen only to my heart that says, it is done. It is done now. Accept it as the truth about you. I say that to myself. And I live a very happy, abundant, healthy, affluent life, because that is who I am, and that is who you are. Nice, huh? I love you. I love you. I love you.